Okay, we're in the middle of the Braisa, which is a sichsuch between the Malv and Alaiva. Actually, four cases of sichsuchim between the Malv and Alaiva. And in each case, they're disagreeing over the value of a mashkin. So in the first two cases, the Malva is the one who's tining that the Malva is tining that you still owe me half the money. And either the Leiva denies it entirely or else the Leiva is made of a mitzvah. In the last two cases, the Leiva is the one who's tining, you owe me money, and either the Malva is tining, I owe you nothing, or he's a made of a mitzvah. Those are the two cases in the two cases. So you have one case, Kaifer HaKol, Maidah B'Mikzas. Next one, Kaifer HaKol, Maidah B'Mikzas. First two cases, the Teveya is the Malva, the Nitzvah is the Laiva. Last two cases, Teveya is the Laiva, the Nitzvah is the Malva. That's just the Pashuk Pshat in the Brais. The issue here that the Yor Sameach and the Pnei Yeshua, and I think Rabbi Kiva Eger later in the Sugya mentions it too, I just saw before Shir, that they ask a kasha that the Malva has a migul. The case here is a case where the Malva has a mashkin. And the whole tefiyah is based around the value of the mashkin. They're fighting over the value of the mashkin. And if they're fighting about the value of the mashkin, the Malva, in the case where the Malva is going to lose, or Malva wins anyway, there are four cases, 1, 2, 3, 4. In the third case, the Malva wins anyway. So there's nothing to, Malva doesn't need a migul for anything. But in the other three cases, in cases one, two, and four, the Malva, l'chaira, has a migul. And with that migul, he should win. For example, in the first case, the Malva is teveya. He says, you owe me a shekel, because the loan was a seller, and the mashka was a shekel. He says, you owe me a shekel. So on that, he should have a migul. That he should be believed that it's a shekel, because he could have said there was no mashkin. So he should be believed to say that the mashkin is worth a shekel. That's the kasha. What? He could say either no mashkin or there was an oinus on the mashkin. Either way. Either could say. What? Where? Saying you never gave me a mashkin, is that an azos you mean? You mean to say that there was no mashkin at all? What's the Pnei Yeshua's lashon? Nensa. Nensa. It doesn't say. I think what you're saying is going to depend on what we're going to talk about now. Well, that would be considered a kaifer hakol. If you look at it as a separate entire, it'd be a kaifer hakol. If you look at it as one big entire, it's not. But let's see. The kasha they ask is, so the kasha goes, I think, on three out of the four cases, on cases one, two, and four. Just complicated to talk that way. So let's start with case number one. One and two are almost the same. In case number one and two, the Malva is saying the same thing. Right? The first two cases, the Malva is saying the loan was a seller, and the mashka was a shekel, and you still owe me a shekel. So the kasha is that he should be believed with a migu of Nensa. So there are three possible terutzim on this kasha. The one that requires the most iyun is Dar Sameach. Dar Sameach says that for him to taina Nensa, believe me, it's a shekel, and you owe me half a shekel, when amigo Nensa is amigo lahaitzi. It's a migul lahaitzi because he's trying to be maitzi a shekel from the laiva. He's telling the laiva, you still owe me a shekel. I lent you a seller, and the mashka was worth a shekel, and he's trying to be maitzi a shekel from him. So that is a migul lahaitzi. So if you say migul lahaitzi lai amrinan, so then it's meturitz. Now the Pnei Yeshua didn't like this teretz. Pnei Yeshua brought this teretz, and he said, 1 minute. It's a machlaikis if you say migul lahaitzi. There are some amiram who hold migul lahaitzi amrinan. So what are you going to tell me a teretz? It's only good like some shittas. Going to tell me a teretz that this migel doesn't work? It's a migel lahaitzi. That's good if you hold migel lahaitzi. I am reading. But if you hold, you say a migel lahaitzi, the kasha comes back. So there are sameach answers. He says, who's the Amayra that holds Migul Lahaitzi Amrinan in Shas and Baba Basra? The Madianu says Migul Lahaitzi Amrinan is Rabbah. Is Rabbah. On the next Amid, we have four Pshatim in the Braisa, and one of them is Rabbah's. Rabbah, on the third line, the Gerson on the side says, Tzarech Laimer Rabbah. Rabbah says the case is that they are Edim Shenisrafa, or Edim Shenignava. According to Rabbah, the whole kasha never started. The kasha was, he has a migul, could say nansa. According to Rabbah, that they were Edim Shenisrafa or Edim Shenignava, so he can't say nansa. They are Edim. They are witnesses who know what happened to it. He can't pretend it was nansa. They are witnesses. So according to Rabbah, the kasha doesn't start. Our kasha is only according to the other Akimtis. According to Rav Ashi, Rav Yosef, the other Ukimtis here in the Gemara. So, according to them, we could say a teretz, Migul Lahaitzi, Layam Rinan, and everything is good. Because Migul Lahaitzi, Layam Rinan. So that's the Ar Sameach teretz. The Mokam Iyun in the Ar Sameach is the Shaila. There are two Dinei Torah going on. There's one Din Torah, the Malva tells the Levi, you owe me money. Levi says, oh, you're right. They lent me money. They're not fighting. The Levi is right. I borrowed money from you. The Levi says, I gave you a mashkin. Where's the mashkin? You owe me money for the mashkin. If you look at it as two different Dinei Torah, if you were to analyze this and say, look, they're really two suksuchim. The Malva tells the Levi, you owe me money. The Levi says, yeah, it's true. We're not even fighting over it. I zicha borrowed a seller. Besides that, the Levi is tithing to the Malva. I gave you a mashkin, where is it? Something happened to it. You owe me money. So the Malva says, it's true, you gave me a mashkin, and I have to pay for it. Now they're fighting how much it was worth. In that, if you look at it as two separate Dinei Torah, then the Malva wants to be believed what? The Levi says, you owe me a sella for the mashkin. And the Malva is saying, no, I only owe you half a seller for the mashkin. And believe me, with a migul. That's not a migul lahaitzi. He's saying, the Leiva has a tefiyah on the Malva. He tells the Malva, you owe me money for the mashkin. And the Malva says, no, it was only half that much. So the Leiva is tevah for the Malva. The Malva is a migul lafture. He's saying, I don't owe you money for the mashkin. It was only worth a shekel. Believe me, with a migul. His migul is a migul lafture. It's not a migul lahaitzi. If you look at his two-day neitayr, it's a migul to pater himself. That's also a very strong point. If you look at his two-day neitayr, really there's a problem in the whole thing, because then the malvis are made to be mixed us always. He's tying to him, you owe me a mashkin of a sella, and he's saying, no, it's worth a shekel. Why isn't the Malva a Maida B'miktsas? The whole sugya is shver. The Malva himself is a Maida B'miktsas. Because he's saying, you owe me a mashkin of a sella, and it's only a shekel. From this Gemara, it's Mukhruch. Not just from the Ar Sameach Teretz. But really, this last point proves it from the Gemara. It seems to be a shtarker raya to the Mahalach of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim's insight is that you can't separate the mashkin from the milva. A mashkin is a piroin hachayv. Like it says there, in the mashkin liktachayv. That when I give you a mashkin, you lend me $1,000, and I give you a mashkin that's worth $1,000, I'm giving you a piroin hachayv with a condition. Because every time I give you a mashkin, it's in a condition that if I give you the money, you have to give it back to me. You know, I'll use it in the meantime. It's conditional. But Reb Chaim says that when a person gives back a mashkin in the mashkin lig the chayv, the mashkin ligs in the chayv ligs in the mashkin that's given back. So now they're fighting over the mashkin. He says the mashkin is worth this much. He says this much. It's not a separate entire. Pshat is the Leiv is saying, I paid up a selah worth of the chayiv, the mashkan is worth a selah. And the Malvis says, no, you only paid up a shekel's worth of the chayiv. So it's only worth a shekel. So the argument, how much was paid up? If that's the case, then it's not, then it's a migal lohaitzi, then the teretz of, then it's all one dintayr, and there are some echel, right. The Malva is trying to be mitzi. He's saying, you only paid me back a shekel, you still owe me and the other shekel. So it's very geschmack that Reb Chaim's Yisoid is muchruch l'chayre from this sugya.
What's the harm in separate the
chayim from the Allah? Because pashit, let's say I lend you $1,000. And let's say separately, nothing to do with a mashkin. I lend you $1,000. And a separate thing, you're traveling somewhere, you say, could you watch my car for me? So I'm watching your car for you. And then we have a sikh, something happened, chas v'shalom, to the car. And we have a fight over it. So it's really a separate entire. I lent you $1,000, that's money. A separate thing, you were going somewhere, you asked me to watch something for you. If you asked me to watch something for you, then we have a fight over it. The fact that there's a separate chayv of $1,000 has nothing to do with this. The mashkin, there's a lot of dafkin in the shtar. There doesn't have to be a shtar on this whole loan. It could be a milvah pay also. It's just, I lent you money and you gave me a mashkin. If giving me the mashkin is all one thing, then it's all one thing. You're saying, what's happening?
Why would
he
give you a mashkin?
He's
the only reason why
he's
giving you a mashkin.
I'm simply giving you because of that. But when you see, if a mashkin is just a pekad, which is the other way to learn, not just a pekad, then it's a separate entire. It's a separate thing. Reb Chaim brings four rayas to his shita. This Reb Chaim is in Yainas Elam. Yainas Elam is a small country where Baruch Beh gave two or three shtetlach Torah. He has shtetlach Torah from others. And the yeshivas all have it in the shelves just because of this piece of Baruch Beh about the mashkin. There's one other piece there, also about mashkin. And I think that's why it's one of these journals that it would have been like all of a shalom. It would have been already in Shavuos, except that it had this big shtickle Torah, which in yeshivas they always learn. And that's why you'll find it, most yeshivas, you'll find it stuck into in the shelves. Reb Baruch Beer, I don't know how many rayas are, Reb Chaim's rayas or Reb Baruch Beer's rayas, but there are four rayas there to this. One raya is from a Gemara in Kedushin, which is also here above Metziah on Pei Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Omer of Yitzchak, Minayin lebal chayiv shekayna mashkin. How do we know the bal chayiv has a kinyan in the mashkin? He's kayna it. Shenemar ulecha tiyat tzedakah. Lecha tiyat tzedakah says the following. It's interesting. A Jewish mashkin is a very interesting thing. Let's say you lend someone money, and he gives you a mashkin, his pillow. The halacha is, every night when he needs it, you return it to him. He uses it. And the next morning, he gives it back to you. Very interesting mashkin. And the same thing for Karak. Let's say he gives you his playumness. He gives you a meal. So by day, you give it to him when he needs it. And then you take it back. The whole point is that I have the mashkin available to me.
The whole point is that
there's
a
customer. But that's Yitzchak's point. It says... That's by Stam Ashken is that way. If he doesn't need it, then if he gives you something he doesn't need. It says if he doesn't have, if he has 10 pillows in his house, you have to give it back. But I don't know how it'll work with a watch. When does he need a watch? 24 hours? I don't know. So then you shouldn't text it your Ashken. If he doesn't need it, no, that's what you're saying. The Pasuk says, Bamei Yishkavai. It says if you keep his pillow, Bamei Yishkavai, what's he going to go to sleep with? So if he has one, then obviously you don't have to give it back.
He has to give it back before,
it's a big inconvenience, that's
so
right.
That's
why the Torah calls it l'cha tiyat tzedakah. When the Malva gives it back to him to use, the Torah calls it tzedakah. L'cha tiyat tzedakah. Don't feel bad, you get this mashkin, you got to give it back to him when he needs it. The Torah says, count it, it's tzedakah. L'cha tiyat tzedakah. Count it, it's tzedakah. So, Reb Chaim, what kind of tzedakah? If it's his pillow, I'm just holding it. So you can't call it tzedakah. The whole point that Reb Yitzchak is medayik from the pasuk L'chatiya tzedakah is that it's mine. When he pays me back the chayiv, he gives me a mashkin in the mashkin, like the chayiv, he's really paying me back. It's really mine until such time as he'll pay up the loan. So that's why when I give him back his pillow at night or his meal a day, when I return it to him, l'chatiya tzedakah, why is it tzedakah? The word tzedakah implies it's mine and I'm giving it. So Reb Chaim, it's a raya that when a person pays up a chayiv, when a person gives a chayiv, that when a person gives a mashkin for a chayiv, that's a pirayin. It's a pirayin a chayiv. And also the lashon, what? So there are certain conditions. When you owe me money, you give me a mashkin. You give me a mashkin with a condition that when you can come up with the money, I return it to you. So right now it's mine. And when it comes time to pay, I'll return it to you. So, but in the meantime, it's paid up. It's paid up. If Shemitah passes, it's not Mishamah the Chayiv. You gave me a mashkin, it's paid up. And Shemitah won't be Mishamah. So raya number one is from Rabbi Yitzchak. He brings a raya aside from the lashon of Rabbi Yitzchak, Bachayv Kaina Mashkin, aside from the lashon of the Torah, Lachatiya Tzedakah. What's Tzedakah? Tzedakah means it's mine, I'm giving it to you. Now, Shushi pointed out yesterday that this Gemara is talking only about a mashkin that's given shaloi b'shas havar. That only a mashkin that's given later, not a mashkin b'shas havar. That's what it says here in the Gemara in Pei Beis. Reb Chaim is gebayt on Shitas Taisus and Kedushin Daf Ches, who says that the aside of b'chayv kaina mashkin is true all mashkanis. Sai b'shas havar, sai shaloi b'shas havar. There are shittas that hold differently. There are shittas that hold that there are other rishayim that hold that the maskana is to be mechalik. But lamaisa the Reb Chaim is gebayt on yada taisus. That's raya number one. Raya number one is from this gemara that b'chayv kaina mashkin. Raya number two. The Gemara in Kedushin on Daf Ches says that a man could be Mekadosh and Isha with a Mashkin Da'acherim. What's a Mashkin Da'acherim? I lent Ruvain money. I lent him $1,000. He gave me a Mashkin. I go over to an Isha. I say, hurry up, Mekudeshes Li, with the Yen Achayiv. He owes me $1,000. Now, if I just say, you were a Chayiv, Mekadosh bin Ruvain, Mekudeshes, he gave me a Mekadosh with a Chayiv. You're not getting anything. But if I give her the mashkin, by mashkin da acherim, if I give a mashkin I got from someone else and I give it to her, and I tell her, I'm a kaddish you with this, now if I pretend it's mine, it's not mekudesh. I have to tell her, I'm a kaddish you with $1,000 plenty owes me, and you take over as the baal mashkin, when you take the mashkin, you're taking the chayv. It's mekudesh.
What I know is she's getting.
She's getting.
The money she doesn't have yet.
Well, let's have a kaddish and isha with a seller. She gets this money. She can't eat the money. She can spend the money. She can go and she has something of value. When I give her a chayv of someone else, if I don't give her a mashkin, I said there's nothing there. But antik be the kaddish. When I give her the mashkin, the Gemara says mekudeshes. Now, if the mashkin is not the chayv, Reb Chaim, vayit it's nothing. The mashkin is just a way of forcing the other person to pay. Vaita, I'm not giving her anything.
What can she do with it?
So Vaita is that when I give her the mashkin, she becomes bailim on this mashkin. There's only one thing she could do with it. It's hers. She can only do one thing with it. And that is, she can get $1,000 for it by going to the library. But that's fine. If I'm a Kaddish and Isha with a piece of cake, there's also only one thing she could do with it. Eat it. What is he going to do with it? I'm giving her a mashkin. There's only one thing you can do with it. You can get $1,000 for it. But it's a guaranteed $1,000. Because if he doesn't pay, then you keep the mashkin. So that, as long as the Isha knows what she's getting, it's mekudeshes. So Reb Chaim Vaita, it's a rayon that the chayv and the mashkin is the chayv. If the mashkin is just a way of guaranteeing it, then Vaita, it wouldn't be a good kedushin. Reb Chaim's third raya is actually a machlekes rishayim, is gebayt on a Shitas Rashi by Mashkin. Rashi's Shita is that the Baal Mashkin is Chayiv even on Einsim. Is Chayiv even on Einsim. Not like the Pnei Yeshua and our Samecha basing the Kasha. Rashi's Shita is that if you give me a Mashkin and it's Nenas, you don't have to pay the loan. You're off the hook. Why should it be that way? I lend you $1,000. Give me a mashkin. Why should I be chayav on einsim? I'm just a shomer. All I am is a shomer. Why a shomer is never chayav on einsim? Why should I be chayav? Teretz is same teretz. Teretz is awad. Then in the mashkin, look the chayav. When you give me the mashkin, you give me back the chayav. If it's nanas, it's nanas. But you gave back the chayav already. So it's paid. The chayav is paid up. So once you give me the mashkin, if something happens, if there's an earthquake, it's swallowed up under the ground, you paid up the chayv already. Even on einsim, Rashi Shita. From Rashi Shita is Vaita Araya. That, no follow. Rashi Shita is that if I lend you $1,000 and you give me a mashkin, what am I on the mashkin? So till now, Pnei Yeshua and Nar Samea said, the Baal HaMashkin could say Nansa and be Potter. That's what we said till now, which is true. The Rambam and the Rosh both say that the Baal HaMashkin is a Shomer Sachar. He's a Shomer and he has a benefit in it, and he's a Shomer. Rashi says, no, even Nansa, you're still, even if it's Nansa, I'm responsible for the Mashkin. Sachar Chayim. Why Nansa am I responsible for the Mashkin? Why by Nansa am I responsible for the Mashkin? For what? Why should be chayav an einsim? No shomer is chayav an einsim. So, Chaim, you know why the malva is chayav an einsim? Because when you give him the mashkin, you paid up the chayv. The chayv is gone, and if you don't return it, the chayv remains gone, remains paid up. So that's his third raya. Rashi Shita is Tzidur Chayim. I'm not sure where the Rashi is. I'm not sure. The Rive, it says, and on the Rambam. It's the Rashi and the Rive. It isn't the Rambam and the Rive. So, the fourth Raya is the hardest Raya. Even like the Rambam, the way the Shulchan Aruch passed this, that you're a Shema Sachar. So here, it needs a little bit of Ian. The question is, why are you, let's say you say you have Dine Shomer. Why is the Malva a Shomer Sachar? Does he gain anything by getting this Mashkin? Let's say he has Dine Shomer on it. So I lend you $1,000, and you give me a necklace worth $1,000 as a Mashkin. So let's say I have Dine Shomer. You hold that I have Dine Shomer, because Lamaisa, I'm not going to end up keeping it, I have to give it back to you at the end. So I have Dine Shomer. Am I a Shem Echinam or a Shem Esachar? Do I have any benefit in the fact that I'm holding it?
Guaranteeing.
So that's what people always tell me, that you're guaranteeing payment. But I have no benefit. If I would have held on to my $1,000, I also would have been guaranteed the money. I take my $1,000, give it to you, and you give me a necklace.
Huh?
I mean, Rabbi Yosef, on the bottom of Pei Beis Amud Aleph. I think the Gemara says it. You don't have to go there. You can go straight to Pei Beis. The Gemara brings it on Pei Beis. The Gabi Yamashkin. Yosef Ben Shem Esachar. Hacha Ben Malva. So Gemara says, because Gemara says Mitzvah Ka'avid. You seem to be right. The Gemara is saying that it's also the schar. I said, take it back. I'm not prepared to tell you. Chaim does bring a raya from this, but I don't know. I don't know what the fourth one is.
The
what? to have a Kshem Sachar, mitzvah kavod. Oh, so that's what that's mitzvah the raya then. So we don't pass in alter mitzvah. All right, so then it's good. So if we pass in alter mitzvah, you don't become a Shem Sachar. All right, so his raya is good. So his question is, why are you a Shem Sachar? Why are you a Shem Sachar? And he says, it's a little hard because the kasha is a good kasha. Why should you be a Shem Sachar? So Reb Chaim says it's a raya that you have some sort of bailus on it. You're more than a Shem Mechinam. Now, why should be a Shem Sachar and not a bailum totally? The answer is the Rambam holds that since you don't have full use of it, since the hanoah, the kol hanoah is really of the laiva, so I only have obligations of a Shem Sachar. But first, I have something from it, and the fact that it becomes mine is a pirei nafayim. So that's Reb Chaim's fourth raya. Fourth raya really needs a little bit of iyum. But dakoponim, these are Reb Chaim's rayas. Dor sameach klor held like Reb Chaim's mahalach, that it's a migul ha'itzi, meaning it's all one din Torah. And the truth is, even without dor sameach, without the pnei yeshuv, and the Gemara itself, the brisa itself, seems to be a raya. Because we don't say that the malva is a maida b'miktzas. And the brisa itself, when the loivatayin is that the mashko is worth a whole seller, and the malvatayin is it was worth half a seller, we don't come along and say he's a maida b'miktzas. His maida mashko is worth half. Why don't we say he's a maida b'miktzas? That seems to be a klorer raya that it's all one din Torah. It's a perein achayiv. Right? The loiv is not called a tegei. Akaparin, this is all Dor Sameach and his teretz on the original kasha of Migul. There are two other terutzim on the original kasha. Why does the Malva have a Migul of Nansa? The Gedulei Shmuel is a very nice teretz. He says that we only say a Migul where we chesh someone is lying. So you say, if I'm lying, I would have said a different lie. Where we feel someone made a mistake, an honest mistake, Amigo's not going to help him. Amigo's not going to help. He says, this necklace was worth a shekel. So the life of time is, you're wrong, it was worth a seller. Not that I think you're lying. But we're talking about chafetzim. I gave you an object. So you think it's worth a shekel. I'm not calling you a liar. You're making a mistake. You think that was worth a shekel. It was really worth a seller. He'll say, I have Amigo. Amigo doesn't prove. Amigo just proves you're not a liar. Amigu, it's called bididami. Bididami means I estimate. When you estimate something, amigu doesn't help you. Amigu doesn't help to understand, to prove that your estimations are correct estimations. Amigu helps only to prove that you're not a liar. But to prove that your estimations are not estimated, that amigu doesn't help you. So that's the... That's the Gedulei Shmuel's teretz. Pnei Yeshua has a third teretz. Very confusing teretz, but Pnei Yeshua says that just like the Malva has a Migu, that he could have said an answer, the Laiva has a Migu, he could have said, I never borrowed money. That both sides could have lied. The Malva could have said, I never got a mashkin. The Laiva could have said, I never got a loan. Yeah. What? Why? The life is worse because Eino Demei is part of the Neva Chayiv. No, never gave the mashkin. The life doesn't want to say that. The life loses by saying he never gave the mashkin.
No,
he
said that anyway.
He said I can only borrow the dinner. Or in the case, or in the, what about the case of seller to seller? It says seller and seller. So like there, he has a migu would have been kai for a koil, but it's not you know, the may is because it's not a ha'aza. He's saying I really I borrowed a dollar and I gave you a mashkin a dollar, so I'm being kai for a koil anyway. So I have a migu. I could have been kai for a koil a different way. When I'm a maid of a mixas, I can't have a migu kai for a koil because then it's ain't the may. But when I'm being kaifer akals, I could have a meal. So those are the three terutzim here on the kasha of the Pesach and Dor Sameach. And the only problem is the Peshua's Teres doesn't really answer the fourth case in the Braisa. In the fourth case, the Leiva is saying, you lent me a Sela, and I gave it back to you. It was worth a 1.5 Sela. So the Leiva doesn't want to deny he ever borrowed money, because then what's he going to say I gave him a Mashkin for? So in the last case, the Leiva really doesn't have an eagle. Peshua himself have Erics. This Teres answers the first two cases, where the Leiva just wants to walk away from it. But in the fourth case, in the third case, or in the fourth case, where the leiva is a teveya, the other leiva doesn't really have a migo. He's going to say, I never borrowed. He can't say, you owe me money for the mashke. So Al Kapanim answers the first two cases. Okay. There's just one more loose end here. The Machlaikis, Rashi, and Taisvis down here. Rashi said, Shema Yotzi Hala Pikadon, that we don't want the Malva who has the Pikadon, so we don't want that the Leiva should swear and then the Malva will take it out and show that the other person is lying. So Rashi said, what's so bad? It's bad is we're going to pass a little person for a shvur. We don't want a Bezdin to have a situation where we're going to pass him and it will be passed forever. So Tosis matmi on that. What's wrong with passeling a person? If he's a liar, let's passel him. If you have a Ramai, we should passel Ramayim. So therefore Tosis has his pshat in the Gemara that it's not because he's a Ramai, even if he'll swear the truth. And later he'll take out the mashkin, it's not good, Bezer should be Mechayev Shvus. On Rashi Shita, that Rashi seems to say that we don't want to have a case in Bezdin where we're going to catch a liar swearing falsely. There are many cases in Halacha that are not that way. There are many cases in Halacha where we let a person swear, even though it's a situation where later it could be that he's going to be caught. For example, there's a case of Chayshim Mishpat, Simon Ayin Aleph, Sif Hei. Shtar Sheyesh Bei Nemanis means I lend you money. It's a common shtar these days. A lot of shtaros, and almost every het to iska has Nemanis in it. Nemanis means I'm lending you money on these conditions. And one of the tenoim is that anytime we have a disagreement, I'm Neman. I'm lending you the money. Why am I lending you money? You have to sign a shtar that any disagreements we have, I have Nemanis. Even if Alpidine Torah, you get Nemanis. But you're waiving your rights to any nemanis or any rayas, anything. I'll lend you the money on the condition in Bezdin, I get nemanis. Anything has to do with this entire. The halacha is, if you give someone nemanis, even if you bring two eidim, he's still going to win. So Shulchan Aruch has a case. I lend you money, you give me nemanis. I say you owe me money, you deny it. You bring two eidim that you paid me. And what's the din? I still win. I got the manus. There are two eidim that you paid me already, and I say you didn't pay me. The halacha is you have to pay. Now I have to swear shvus hesis and bezdin, like every time you swear. But otherwise, I win.
Why is
the masal the manus? What? Because there's no masal mashkasa b'toyre in dinei mamin. If you say amin nos that two eidim on neman, that's masal mashkasa b'toyre. You say I'm in us that you won't be teveya me with Aiden.
But he really
then, was teveya. Doesn't accept. That's Shashesh Ben Amanis. That's Shashesh Ben Amanis. So, but the point is, the Ketzais I think points out what's going to happen to this guy. He's going to get his money, and for the rest of his life, he's going to be Pasul Avis. Because he had two Aiden, I'm going to walk in. For the money, he's Nema. The peasant doesn't really believe him. The next day, the two Aiden, I'm going to say, this guy, he's a liar. He swore falsely. And he's going to become Pasul Shvu and Laidis for the rest of his life. Unless he can turn it around. Unless he does Shvu. So here you have a case of Shulchan Aruch that's even worse. You have a case where a person is going to swear. And we know that right away, it's not like our Gemara, Shema Yotzi Allah Pikad. Maybe he'll take out the Pikad and he'll pass him. We know for sure he's going to become a Pasul. The positive is going to become apostle. There are two of them in front of us. He'll get his money, he'll become apostle. Okay. But this case is it's a kasha on the whole shita that we're accepting in Rashi. So, this Reb Shlomo Zalman, in one of his first tshuvas in Micha Shlomo, I think it's Simon Tess. I'm sorry, this is not Simon Tess. This is a Chelik Bey, Simon Pei Gimel. Simon Tess was a different tshuva. Reb Shlomo Zalman says that it can't be that Rashi shita is the way we're reading it. Now, we don't want a case in Bezdin where we're going to catch a rabbi. This cash is a good cash, and it's fair for many cases. Now, you can't ask on Rashi from cases in Shulchan Aruch, but after Pikein, it's not mistaver that Rashi would have a shita that's against everything. So he says, to answer Rashi, that Rashi's talking Dafka and Agamara, which it's Shriach to make to Usim, where you have a Pekad, a mashkin. You can make a mistake. First, like we said before, you can make a mistake in how much it's worth. And Bechlal, he says, Adam Bol al Mamainai, it's something not in front of him. He can't check if he's telling the truth. It's not like they, when two Adam come, he knows if he's telling the truth. When a mashkin is taken, how much it was worth is very hard to establish once it's not in front of you. So Rashi is saying it dafka here. Here, we're at Shkiach, that the person is just making a mistake, we don't want to catch him. Person is making a mistake, we're going to catch him, we're going to pass him for a shvua forever. Here, we don't want to set up a case where we can catch him. We'd rather be mahapach the shvua on the other side. And then we avoid the whole problem of shem yetzi halasa pekar. So what he does is to say that Rashi, lechina, all over Shas, Tosis is right. And Rashi, dafka in such a case, we're concerned with this cheshbin that shem yetzi halasa pekar. And that's how he explains the Gemara. Okay, let's see. Let's finish up the Braisa. We learned till where? Till Abaye Omar. Abaye says another teretz. So we have, I think, four teretz in here. Rabba said, Yeshedim Shenisrafa. Yosef said, Yeshedim Shenignava. Abaye says, Gezeira Shemiyitim Veyamaloi Achar Shvua Mitzasiya. We have here the reason the kasha was he's going to swear, ain't a Bishusi. So how could he take it out later? So Tobiah, we're afraid. We'll take it out later and I'll say, yeah, when I saw I was telling the truth. And later I found it. Ravashi is the fourth teretz. Ravashi am a zednishba, a zednishba. You're right, they both swear. Zednishba and a b'shusay. And then the other person swears, kamah yeshava. And what does it mean? It doesn't mean that the malva swears how much it's worth. The loiva swears how much it's worth. Just the malva goes first. Mi nishba t'chila. Malva nishba t'chila, shem yish b'zev, o yetzi halo asapakad. So that's the end of the four turrets. Rav Huna bar Tachlifa comes Mishmei Derava with another point. Rav Huna bar Tachlifa Mishmei Derava Amar Reisha the Sefer Tiyutel Rav Huna. Sela Hal Visani Alav Shtayim Hayeshava Avalam Aloiki Alav Sela Hal Visicha Alav Sela Hayeshava Patu. So that's case number three, where he says, well, "Who's the Teveya? The Loivim." Leiva says it was worth more than the loan. The Malva says it was equal to the loan. So it should cancel each other out. Potter says Potter, Pashit. I might say, I'll have a right. Imisal the Rav Huna. Migul the Mishtava Malva Shaina Bishusai. Mishtava Nami Agil Bashvua. If it's true that he swears Eina Bashusai, once he swears Eina Bishusai, let's be Magalgal Ashvua, Kama Yeshava. Why is he Kata Lagamri and he doesn't even have to swear? We should say as Gilgal Ashvua, a Kaifar Akal has to swear. Why are we not Magalgal Ashvua? Amr Ravashi, Amrisa Lishmaitza Kamedra of Kahana, Vamrali, Tehei Bimaminai. Talking the case where he gave him their manis. So he doesn't have to swear Shaina Bishusai. So he gave him their manis. If you gave him them on this, Nehem de level amalva nami baha kama havashava. Teretz says, like kimle begava. Maybe he's making a mistake. Nehem de malva laleva. The kimle begava that he knows, le mehemen le. Malva didn't give the leva them on this. Maishna leva, the mehemen le la malva, maishna malva le mehemen le la leva. Teretz says, it happens that way. Leva mekaimbe be malva. Tumas Yisharim Tanchem, as Nemanis in him. Mal Mekayim Be'Leiva V'Saleif Baidim Yishadem. So he believes him; he doesn't believe him. It's not fair. And Grada, the Gemara should have said, the Leiva trust the Malva, it's the Malva, he gave him the money, the Malva is the kind person who lent the money. So Akoponim, this is Sugya Baminai, alright, there's a little to talk about by Baminai, but the Iker I want to start Sunday, the Sugya of Kipi, the next case.